Tom Castaldi here, and we're on the landing looking at an older Allen County Fort Wayne Historical Society marker that explains Columbia Street. Here's what it says. For nearly a century, the principal business street in Fort Wayne, named for Dana Columbia, hotel and canal boat operator. Here was the terminal for passenger and freight arriving and departing via stagecoach and canal. Ground broken for Wabash and Erie Canal 1832, dedicated 1843. Canal right-of-way sold 1880 and now occupied by Elevated Railroad. Rear of buildings on north side face the canal and docks. Two canal basins located on street. Orbison Basin at Harrison Street, Comparet Basin at Lafayette Street. Government land sales occurred 1823 in Washington Hall at Barr Street. From this sale came the original plot of Fort Wayne. Here, Allen County and Wayne Township organized in 1824. Also, meeting place of county commissioners and circuit court. Many Fort Wayne firsts appeared on this street. Post office 1820, hotel 1823, newspaper 1833, theater 1851, railway station 1853. Well, that's a good synopsis of what happened on the landing. It is the westernmost block of Old Columbia Street, one of the few remaining clusters of structures from the 19th and 20th century center of Fort Wayne. The oldest commercial area in Fort Wayne, it was designated a historic district in 1965 and was thereby saved from the general destruction of the rest of Columbia Street. In 1994, the landing won recognition in the National Register of Historic Places. Originally, Columbia Street was an unplanned track that led westward from the United States Fort at the confluence of the rivers. Along this primitive track, which led eventually to the beginnings of the portage, the first trading houses were built. In one of these houses, Washington Hall, Allen County was officially organized. The street itself was named for Dana Columbia, who had built a substantial log hotel for canal travelers. Through the canal era of 1830s through the 1870s, the area of West Columbia was known as the Docks, and the area at the end of the landing was characterized by the large Orbison Basin. Here, canal boats as long as 80 feet could be turned around. The pioneer community received its biggest boost when the Great Wabash and Erie Canal made its way through Fort Wayne, where the present-day railroad track elevation stands. Warehouses and businesses began to spring up, making the mud street the busiest place in town. After the canal passed its heyday in the 1870s and the railroads took its place on the same right-of-way, Columbia Street continued to prosper as a commercial depot. In the upper floor of the business on the northwest corner of Columbia and Calhoun Streets, Thomas Edison lived for a short time in 1864 when he worked for the railroad as a telegraph operator in a building that was destroyed in 1980. In the same building, later called the Old Drug Company, druggists Joseph and Cornelius Hoagland and their partner Thomas Biddle developed a formula that became baking powder. Elsewhere, the west end of Columbia Street became famous for its hotels such as the Wayne and the Randall. The landing was the focus of canal travelers and one of the most important features of Fort Wayne's more than 200 years of history as a community. Well, our time has slipped away and we have to put our Heritage Trail guidebook back on the shelf for now. For a copy of the guidebook, stop by Arch at 437 East Berry at the corner of Berry and Clay Streets. This is Tom Castaldi and we look forward to being with you next time on the Heritage Trail.